4 years. That's how long Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has been a prisoner of the Taliban. The soldier from Haley, Idaho, remains the lone American POW from the Afghan conflict. Now, Bergdahl's parents are calling on the U.S. to reach an agreement that will bring their son home. But as correspondent Jessica Robinson reports, any deal hangs precariously on peace talks involving the Taliban, and the weekend saw yet another setback.
More than 1,500 people gathered in the sun at a park in Haley over the weekend. The rally here for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl had taken on a spirit of celebration. Just days before, the Taliban said publicly it was willing to release the 27-year-old in exchange for 5 senior Taliban operatives the U.S. is holding at Guantanamo Bay. When Bergdahl's father, Bob, took the stage, there was optimism in his voice.
I will not leave you on the battlefield, Bo. These people here will not leave you on the battlefield. Your country will not leave you on the battlefield. You are not forgotten. You will not be forgotten.
For 4 long years, Bergdahl's hometown near Sun Valley has followed the ups and downs of maybes and maybe nots in attempts to bring Bo home. This year, Debbie O'Neill, a friend of Bob and Jannie Bergdahl, arranged to have trees planted for each year of Bo's captivity.
We don't want to plant a 5th tree. It's not acceptable to have an American be held a POW.
Bring Bo home! Bring Bo home!
The up mood inspired by last week's Taliban offer of a prisoner swap lasted through Saturday. But by Sunday, the tenuous preparations in Qatar started breaking down. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed doubts that the Taliban and the U.S. would be able to come to the negotiating table anytime soon. Talks with the Taliban appear to be the most likely path home for Bo Bergdahl, but even this route isn't certain. The idea of negotiating with the militant group has already started raising hackles on radio and TV talk shows.
We're now negotiating with terrorists. The Taliban are terrorists. They just killed 4 of our guys.
And I'd like to add that I'm, as a woman, incensed that my government is talking to the Taliban.
We also have to be very, very careful about releasing people who are the worst of the worst.
Those are outtakes from Fox News, NPR, and CNN from recent days. Adding to the complexity of the situation is speculation about how Bergdahl was captured in the first place. Early reports indicated he walked off his base in southern Afghanistan. But that didn't stop hundreds of members of veteran and POW support groups from coming to the Bring Bo Back rally. Some rode more than 1,000 miles by motorcycle. Navy vet Bill Atkinson has helped raise money to put up billboards of Bergdahl outside of Chicago. He says he doesn't care what agreement the U.S. has to make for the soldiers' safe return.
I mean, there's always deals being made by this country. And to not do whatever we can to get him home, I think is sinful.
From the stage, Bo's father, Bob Bergdahl, described a son who sought adventure and joined the military because he wanted to help the Afghan people. Since his son's capture, Bob Bergdahl has studied the Quran. He's let his beard grow out, giving him something of a resemblance to how Bo's captors look in Taliban propaganda videos. Bob recited a message to the crowd in the Pashto language.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace of God and the blessings that come from God be upon you. May we somehow, after 12 long years, find peace in Afghanistan so that our soldiers and our American personnel can come home. Can we push this forward and make this happen? I plead to Almighty God.
In his 10-minute speech, the normally reclusive Bergdahl addressed the Taliban directly. He asked them to look at him as just a father, hoping to see his son again. In Haley, Idaho, I'm Jessica Robinson.